There are signs the opioid epidemic in Boston is getting worse, not better. Boston Emergency Medical Services recorded a 20% increase in calls for heroin use, a 30% increase in Narcan use, and a 54% increase in overdose deaths last year. It is a very different picture from statewide data out late last year. WBUR's Martha Biebinger reports.
It's not totally clear what's happening in Boston, but there are clues. A Boston Public Health Commission advisory in September warned clinics, hospitals, and street workers about a 50% increase in overdoses in late summer. Boston EMS Chief Jim Hooley says that episode and the yearly increase may be tied to new, stronger illegal opioids.
There's been varying reports that percentage of potency has been going up over the years, and certainly with the fentanyl.
At this point, there's really no safe way to use alone, and it's just a very scary time for people to be out there and be active.
Dr. Sarah Wakeman says she and other physicians at Massachusetts General Hospital are using more and more naloxone, the drug that reverses an opioid overdose, to revive patients.
The most I've heard was from colleagues who use something like 14 doses of naloxone. And we're definitely hearing from people who, you know, in the past maybe would have used one or two doses and now are using 5, 6, 7, 8.
Wakeman and others were hopeful when state data out late last year showed a 10% decrease in overdose deaths across Massachusetts. The Baker administration says that figure included the late summer overdose surge in Boston. The next statewide report is due in February. Boston's Chief Hooley says he and EMT crews remain optimistic.
We wouldn't be in this business if we weren't, but I still think it's going to be a long siege before we can claim victory.
A siege that many doctors say must include more prevention, the option of supervised injection facilities to keep patients alive, treatment available the minute someone is ready, and more compassion for drug users who relapse and try again. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.